The two younger Baudelaires reached into the can of soup and sorted through the diced carrots, chopped celery, blanched potatoes, roasted peppers and steamed peas, which were all in a rich and creamy broth, made from a secret blend of herbs and spices, to find the noodles they needed. The soup was cold from sitting in the closet for months and months, and occasionally they would find the right letter, only to have it fall into pieces, or slip from their clammy fingers back into the can. But before too long, they had found a V, an I, an O, an L, an E, a T, a B, an A, a U, a D, another E, another L, another A, another I, an R, and a bit of carrot they decided to use when a third E was not to be found. "Now," Klaus said, after they laid all of the noodles on top of another can so they could move them around. "Let's take another look at the list of patients. Mattathias announced that the operation would take place in the surgical ward, so let's look in that section of the list and try to see if any names look like good bets." Sunny poured the rest of the soup into the sink and nodded in agreement, and Klaus hurriedly found the surgical ward section of the list and read the names of the patients. Lisa N. Lutenday, Albert E. Develoia, Linda Raldeen, Ada O. Uberwillet, Ed Valiant Brew, Laura V. Bleedioti, Monty Kensical, Ned H. Roger, Eric Bluthitz, Ruth De Krump, Al Brisno, Carrie E. Abelabuditi. "Goodness," Klaus said, "every single patient on the list has a name that looks like an anagram. How in the world can we sort through all these names before it's too late?"
"Fee,"
Sunny said. "You're right," Klaus said. "Any name that doesn't have a V in it can't be an anagram of Violet Baudelaire. We could cross those off the list. If we had a pen, that is." Sunny reached thoughtfully into one of the white medical coats, wondering what doctors might keep in their pockets. She found a surgical mask, which is perfect for covering one's face, and a pair of rubber gloves that are perfect for protecting one's hands, and at the very bottom of the pocket she found a ballpoint pen, which is perfect for crossing out names which aren't the anagrams you're looking for. With a grin, Sunny handed the pen to Klaus, who quickly crossed out the names without V's. Now the list looked like this. Albert E. Develoia, Ada O. Uberwillet, Ed Valiant Brew, Laura V. Bleedioti. "That makes it much easier," Klaus said. "Now, let's move around the letters in Violet's name and see if we can spell out Albert E. Develoia." Working carefully to avoid breaking them, Klaus began to move the noodles he and Sunny had taken out of the soup, and soon learned that Albert E. Develoia and Violet Baudelaire were not quite anagrams. They were close, but they did not have the exact same letters in their names. "Albert E. Develoia must be an actual sick person," Klaus said in disappointment. "Let's try to spell out Ada O. Uberwillet."